Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on retiring from Goldman Sachs. In this track three, we're going deep into how do you explore your options? So in the last track, we went into, how do you navigate that choice? Do you retire or not? There we went into all sorts of reasons why that can be a hard question to answer, isn't it? Including, the structure of the question itself makes it hard. That binary choice, do you retire or not? The word itself, retirement, connotes so much, including being backward-looking, which makes it hard to decide and we can stay stuck at that question. And in this track, really we're hitting on the bigger topic. The reason why these choices can be so hard is because, obviously you're saying, if I'm going to retire, what am I going to do? And if you don't know what you're going to do, it can make it really hard to make that first choice. And so often we get stuck at these two levels. Do you retire or not? It all depends on what I'm going to go do. So how do I figure out what I'm going to do? I don't know. Okay, so do you retire or not? It all depends on what I'm going to go do. So how do I figure out what I'm going to go do? And we get caught in this loop, don't we? And so, as we said at the start of the last track, really this track and the previous track go hand in hand. You could see these as one decision. Do you retire or not? What do you go do? Yet, when you unpack these two questions separately, as we've been doing, now you can get to some of the nuances, which makes it much easier for you to navigate your way through. As I said in the previous tracks, this program isn't literally only for people retiring from Goldman Sachs. Yeah, Goldman Sachs is a perfect example of some of the challenges that people face in making this retiring decision. See, many people spend their lives dreaming to retire, but plenty of professionals like pro athletes love what they do. They want to stay in the game. And so making these decisions can be really hard, particularly when you're coming from a top place like Goldman Sachs, where the career is 24/7, where so much of your life is wrapped up in the business. So it's not just about retiring, is it? It's about what's your life like after retiring. And see, one of the challenges coming from Goldman, as we talked about in the previous track, is that you can get stuck at the paradox of choice, that you might have many different options. And just trying to wade your way through these options can be overwhelming or hard to do. There's a lot of uncertainty. And so not knowing how to evaluate our options, we get stuck. And that keeps us stuck at the bigger question, do you retire or not? So as we started doing in the last track, and we're going to go deeper into here, we're just unpacking these questions, recognizing that not only can these be hard choices to make, but the structure of the questions themselves can keep us more stuck, and then navigating our way through. See, because this is where a lot of people get stuck, isn't it? Even though they've had a top career at Goldman Sachs, they've done a lot of different things, got great networks, they got wealth, they still step back and say, what am I going to do? Can I really do the things that I want to do? What's available to me? What really matters to me at this phase of my life? And the change itself can be such a shock to the system, because for decades of your life, you've been doing this thing that was so all-encompassing. And now you find yourself looking into that abyss, wondering, am I going to get bored? How do I stay relevant? Do I have enough money? What are the things that you really dream to be doing? And see, having worked around the clock for so long, a lot of people at Goldman and other type of jobs just haven't had the time to think through these sorts of things. And so now confronted with this hard choice, do you retire or not? Or maybe that choice has been made for you. Now you're at that secondary choice. What do you do? How do you explore your options? How do you ultimately decide? And there we can get ourselves stuck. Yet, as we talked about in the previous track, the solution we're going to be working through is decidedly easy. You remember the notion of the dirty secret of what do I want? The secret that I discovered over tens of thousands of hours researching these topics, reading thousands of books over more than a decade of my life, is so super simple that if you can't answer these questions, if you find yourself stuck at choice, well, the dirty secret is that you don't need to know what you want in order to keep moving forward. You only need to convert your questions to a process that leads you to your right decisions in the right time. And this is what we're diving into in this track. See, because often we get stuck for the wrong reasons. For instance, people say, but I just don't know what I want. Really? I don't know whether to retire or not. Really, is that true? If you had five incredible options, like five mind-blowing options of other things to do, would it be hard to decide to retire or not? Now, if you had five incredible options, sure, it might be hard to work your way through them and figure out which one is the right choice. But what's the real risk? What's the real downside? What's the real fear or uncertainty when all five of those options are incredible for you? See, so in some ways these constructs are false, and we stay stuck because we might not know what those options are. Or, you know what, perhaps they're not incredible. They're pretty good, and they're interesting. They involve trade-offs or something like that. And when the brain is faced with uncertainty, as we talked about in the last track, what are we more likely to do? That's right. Stay stuck. Right? It's easier to stay stuck or to stay what we've been doing than it is to leap into uncertainty and certainly to make decisions in the context of uncertainty. To come back to the example from the last track, if you were interviewing a candidate and someone walked in after 3 minutes and said, so, you want to hire them? We haven't collected enough information, have you? How could you know? And so you're most likely to say no, because you've only had 3 minutes to figure out whether they're right for you. But of course, the process doesn't work that way, does it? No one forces you to make a decision. Instead, the question of whether you hire someone is a process, a hiring process. And in the same way, what we're doing here is converting these hard questions. Do you retire or not? What do you go do? Into a process that enables you to become unstuck and keep moving forward. Exploring your options. Ultimately locking in what is right for you. Now, as we dive deeper into this track, one thing to note is that in this track, we're not specifically exploring your options. We're doing that in track 5. Here, we're setting up the constructs, laying out the frameworks for navigating the uncertainty of these types of decisions. And then in track 5, after track 4, where we dive deep into your mind, we're coming back and doing it much more practically. How do you get it done? And running through a process called the macro process for sourcing, processing, and closing on those opportunities. So see, in this track, just like we set up in the previous track, we're honing in on the structure of this problem and why it can keep us stuck, and defining your process in a way that enables you to keep moving forward. If you don't know what you want, dream up lots of things you might want. Your grandest visions that we'll talk about. And see, here's the thing. Even though There's so many things that you could do. Really, there's only three buckets. Do you leave to do nothing or nothing productive, what I think of as doing anything? Two, do you do something full-time? Three, do you do some part-time stuff? This isn't super complicated. There's a lot of variables, aren't there, that can keep us stuck. So when you dream up your grandest visions, well, now you see there's lots of destinations that you could be heading to. Second, we're going to talk about your roadmaps. See, one of the reasons we get stuck as well is that we dream up these grand plans and we say, but I don't know how to get there. And not knowing how to get there, again, it can be easier to stay stuck than to venture into that uncertainty. And the real problem here is we're just thinking too many steps ahead. So, draw up the roadmap. Like looking at a roadmap of the United States and seeing you could get to a lot of different destinations in a lot of different ways. Three, we're going to come back and talk about a notion called the glide path. Sounds fancy, doesn't it? It is fancy. See, the glide path says the reason that we can get stuck at this question is because we spend 30 years of our lives having never really thought about it. And then suddenly we got a shock to the system. All right, time to jump. Is your parachute ready? You ever jumped before? That can be hard and scary, but if you've got a glide path, well, you're laying this out over years, maybe decades of your life. And then finally, we're just going to hone in on what's that next step right in front of you. So that you've got your grandest visions. You're looking at a roadmap. You're seeing there's a glide path of sorts. And then you can forget about all that stuff. And just focus in on what's that next step. Because it's just a process, isn't it? As we talked about in the last track, the dual track roadmap, mirrors. The dual-track M&A and IPO process that bankers run. You don't know whether you're going to take the company public or sell it. That's all good. Run both processes. You don't need to think about every single step every single day. You're just honing in on that next step that you're now taking. And it's in this way that we're converting these hard questions into processes that just enable you to keep taking steps and moving forward. So this question that people find themselves stuck at isn't about retiring. It's about how are you right now driving towards the grandest version of this next phase of your life. So instead of seeing it like this backward-looking thing called retiring, which focuses on what you've given up, or looking into the future and having all this uncertainty and not really knowing what to do, getting more stuck, we're opening it up into this process that even if you don't know what you want, enables you to keep moving forward. See, not only does this enable you to just keep moving forward where other people might stay stuck, but also looking at it this way, you're massively expanding your options. See, because research in psychology is very clear. If you're forced into a choice, if you're trying to make a decision in fear or uncertainty or anxiety or overwhelm, well, your brain is just going to revert to the obvious choices. You're going to look to authority figures. Well, what do they do? Or to what our society expects? And so that's why you get so many people retiring from Goldman or from other top professions and just going and doing those obvious things that, well, other people do. Whereas here what we're doing is stepping back and expanding your choices, looking out into the world and saying, what are those grandest visions? What do you really dream to do? And even if you don't know what that is, how do you build your process to just keep moving forward, exploring your grandest options? So that we're not just talking about how do you navigate the decision to retire, but how you look forward and explore your grandest options to go for what you truly want. To perhaps make this the greatest phase of your life. All right, my friends, let's dive in.